For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by local experts. Call 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Now, in the House Radio Show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting and Renewal by Anderson, Florida.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Welcome to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. I'm Chase Bunker. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday morning. I'm joined by John Baker of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson, and they're here to answer your questions at 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. Now, before we get to the appointment of the week, John, I do believe there's another giveaway this week. What are they giving away today?
I'm going to be giving away two tickets to a Gator basketball game, which also includes a parking pass. So make sure to call in and earn your chance to get these tickets.
That's right. All you got to do is just call in 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. And as always, we'll start the show off with the appointment of the week, something that caught the guy's eye during their work week. So, John, I'll start off with you. Hello. Good morning. It's been a while since we've last spoke. What stood out to you this week?
Yeah, Chase, glad to be back on the show. It's always a fun time chatting with you guys. The appointment of the week, you know, it's always fun talking about the appointment of the week because we do see so much out in the field. I'm sure Ryan will share the same when he's given his appointment of the week. But, you know, with this specific story, it was near and dear to me because it's a family that grew up here in Jacksonville, just over in the Mandarin area. And, you know, I'm somebody who's grown up and has been raised here. And so I know Duval very well. And this is such an issue that we run into so often, because, there's been so much going on in our industry and, the confusion that goes with replacing a roof. You know, when am I supposed to replace my roof? I thought a roof lasted this long. Everyone's really starting to get a better understanding of, well, you know, it's a lot more complicated than just what is the life of the roof. And what goes into that whenever your insurance carrier gets involved and whatnot. But that aside, when I went in there to, you know, inspect the roof for this family, really sweet family that's been here for a while now, you know, the roof was, they thought to have been probably somewhere between, you know, 15 to 18 years old. You know, before we go in and do our inspection, one thing I like to do is I try to check on the permit history, get a better understanding of when the roof was exactly installed. A lot of times there will be a permit, and a lot of times there won't be, which is really sad to hear, but there's no permit recorded for when the install took place, which just means that there were a lot of roof replacements, a lot of roof installs that went unpermitted. But with that being said, going out there, inspecting the roof, thinking it's about somewhere between 15 to 18 years old, it turns out it was about 17 years old. The roof itself, from a first glance, you wouldn't think that there's a lot of things wrong with it until you got into the attic. That's why we always get into the attic whenever we do our roof inspections, because you're really not going to be able to tell the issues just by looking at the exterior of the roof covering. You can look at shingles all day long, and sometimes those issues are very obvious. You'll see a missing shingle or two. You'll see some issues with the flashings or the vents. But what's most important is that you're checking to make sure that there are no, you know, high nails, low nails, you know, nails that have been shot through from the very beginning of the install that have gone through not only that shingle strip where they're supposed to be nailed and fastened down to that layer between the shingles, the underlayment, and the decking. There's a number of ways that these nails can leave your roof exposed to leaks. And there were over a dozen of these areas, where you had these nailing issues that have caused leaks all over the roof. And there have been mysterious ceiling stains over the years at this family. You've got, you know, their children pointing up at the ceiling. Oh, hey, look at that. Look, that looks like something. What is that? Where is that coming from? And a lot of times these things can go unnoticed because you're not going, you may not get a giant leak just from these nailing issues. It may just be that you're going to see some ceiling stains over the years because a really heavy rain will cause that water to eventually intrude and get inside. And if it's getting on your ceiling, Chase, it's pretty much over with because that means that it's gotten through the deck. So it's gotten through that wood over your roof covering, and then it's certainly made its way through your insulation that's covering the bottom of your attic floor, and it's gotten to the ceiling and staining it. So what we were actually able to do, and this is something that I take a lot of pride in whenever I go out to these appointments, is we like to personalize the solution. And the easiest way to resolve it right then and there, it's just to provide a temporary seal, which is what I was able to do. Provide a temporary seal that's going to seal up those leaks and give them peace of mind that they're not going to have to worry about more of these at least these specific nailing issues causing more damage to the inside of their home. We were able to seal up those things. We were able to get them a great discount this month on a brand new roof. And we were able to certainly give them the best roofing system in North Florida that's available right now. And I think that's just so important and a good reminder for the appointment of the week to remember to constantly get a routine inspection. And by constant, at the very least, get one every year just for peace of mind to know that there aren't things that are going on with your roof that you're unaware of. Because, again, if you're not a professional or, you know, looking at roofs constantly and know what the typical issues that go unresolved over the span of having a roof for that 15 to 20 years or however long it is, it's very important that you're getting somebody out there to take a look at these things. And so it was neat to be able to help out this family. I know they were very appreciative of it. And I know we'll get into talking more about roof replacements and what that looks like here on the show. So I'm excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, I remember Marty of always recommending inspections just no matter the age of the roof. And I remember him saying, like, even if the roof's just 1 year old, just get an inspection just to get yourself peace of mind, just to make sure everything's all right. You don't have to stress out over it. If you want to get a hold of Universal Roof and Contracting, you can give them a call at 904-586-4001, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Ryan Doherty over Renewal by Anderson. Hello, how are you? And also, what was your appointment of the week?
Hey, Chase, how you doing? You know, it's a unique time of the year. You know, 2 days ago, it was 40 degrees here. Yesterday, it was 80.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got these giant temperature swings. And, you know, this time of the year, you know, we're going to start getting calls, and we have been getting calls of, you know, people that are, you know, they woke up and they are freezing in their homes. So, you know, this was a house that was in Arlington, older home. And when I say older, I mean early 60s. And the front of this home, beautiful, you know, kind of mid-century home, had a 13-foot opening that she had, you know, these giant, you know, old metal framed windows in. And I walked in there and she had two space heaters going, and she's just, you know, I'm every morning now I'm freezing, you know, and it's not a good situation to be in. And when you talk about windows and you talk about, you know, some of the technologies that have come out, you know, Windows, there's been, you know, a couple big leaps in technology, and Anderson has been behind most of them. You know, at the turn of the century, it used to be that you have to get a glass glazer and a carpenter to come out to your home and build every single window by hand. Anderson Corporation was the very first company to actually make a prepackaged window unit to sell to builders. So when people got out of making wood windows, you know, for practicality purposes around World War II, they went to these metal framed windows, these aluminum windows, these jalousie type windows that you see in some of the homes here in Florida. They're single pane, they're aluminum frame, and they do zero to keep out, you know, the elements as far as, you know, leakage, sun, heat, cold. I mean, they're almost 100-year-old technology. But people are living with this in their home, you know, on a day in and day out basis, because, you know, not a lot of people are just recreationally reading up, you know, on windows, doors, roofs. You know, it's usually something that when you have a problem, you're going to call. But in this woman's, you know, situation, you know, she had seen some of the commercials that we have on TV and, you know, how not only it's going to, you know, lower your energy costs, but make rooms a lot more comfortable. So we had an appointment with her, and, you know, she was trying to wrap her head. She's like, well, you know, I've got glass, you've got glass, I don't understand, you know, why are these going to be so much better? And, you know, you can go down a rabbit hole of all the technology that goes into these things, but the sum and substance of it is just, you know, think about how much, you know, technology has advanced since World War II. You know, I mean, you're talking mm-hmm. about cars, you're talking about airbags, anti-lock brakes, you know, you're talking about at a time where you had propeller aircraft. Now you have jets and Elon Musk. The technology for windows has gone, and windows and doors has really made a huge leap forward. Consumer Reports is putting out right now that Anderson makes the most energy efficient window on the market. And that is compared to a standard dual pane aluminum window that you're going to find in a home that was built between like 1988 and 2005. But when you're talking about one of these old jalousie type windows from like the 40s, 50s, and 60s, putting in an Anderson high performance insulated unit is going to be 500 times more efficient than what that old, you know, almost 100-year-old technology is. So when you're talking about an opening that is 13 foot wide, that has a thin aluminum frame, single pane glass, you know, imagine, you know, it's just a giant gaping hole to whether it's going to be cold outside, hot outside, you know, anything. And on top of that, you just cannot regulate the temperature in these rooms. And that's what this poor woman was going through. She's got two space heaters going at the same time, try to warm up this room. It's a fire hazard. It's draining on the electricity, and it's just not good. It's drying out all the air in there, and making for a really uncomfortable environment. So, you know, after the initial consultation and, you know, and showing her, because, you know, we have some really unique demonstration techniques that we can show you of what you can gain from your old window to, you know, getting a high performance insulated Anderson unit. And, you know, walking through the entire process with her and explaining to her, you know, what could be done, how it's going to affect her, and showing her how much of a temperature drop, you know, or increase, you know, whatever the case may be in that situation was just eye opening. So, you know, we're going to do this project in, you know, in pieces for her to make it a little bit more affordable. And we're going to start off doing the rooms that she spends the most amount of time in. We're going to make those the most comfortable. So the living room with the big, huge window in it, and her master bedroom. We are able, you know, we have the fastest turnaround time in the industry right now. We're going to be able to get these things in for the spring, and she's going to have this comfort going through the summer. She's not going to be burning hot. And then when we get to this time next year, she's going to have a nice, comfortable room to sit in and enjoy the holidays in. So it was one of those appointments, you know, because there's really only four things that are going to make you want to change your windows. They're leaking. You're doing an addition to your home, you know, you're hot in the summer or you're freezing cold in the winter. You know, one of these things is going to push you to do a window or a door project. And, you know, this one here really, you know, with the temperature dropping the way that it did, as fast as it did, this was really something that she wanted to jump on and get rectified. And we had a really, really good solution for her. So it, you know, kind of hit home with the temperature and everything this week. And anybody out there right now that is sitting in their house that was freezing to death a couple days ago, maybe time to take a look at these windows, especially if, you know, especially if these windows honestly are less or more than 10, 15 years old. You're losing out on some performance benefits.
Yes, I think there's anything – there's. I don't think there's anything more Florida than going from 40-degree weather to just immediately the next day, 80-degree weather. Like, I think that's probably one of the most Florida things ever. And I think a lot of people also in Jacksonville just did their just turned on their heater for the first time this year. If you want to get a hold of Renewal by Anderson, you can give them a call at 904-586-4952, 904-586-4952, or visit rbaf.com. We're going to take a break, but then we're going to have more. 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to End the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can at 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. We have Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson, and we have John Baker of Universal Roofs here to answer your questions. So don't wait until Monday to call in. Call in now. Get done right away. Anyway, in the meantime, John, let's talk about replacing roofs. More, I know that shingle roofs are really popular. Why might someone need to replace their shingle roof?
I love that question, Chase. No, I hate it. It really is a question that, you know, we get asked all the time, even when we're called out in the first place to go out and inspect the roof. It, you know, why do I need to replace my roof, though? You know, it's funny that Ryan mentioned this number that there's four reasons why you would need to get your windows replaced. For us, you know, there's really only four reasons why you would get your roof replaced. Typically it's because it's going to be from storm damage. It's just going to simply be because of the age of the roof. It's going to be because you had a bad install from a previous contractor, or it's because you have leaks. You know, those are the four big reasons why we get called out for replacement and originally. Again, like I was saying in the appointment of the week, until we get out there and we really do our inspection, which I must say we have by far the most thorough inspection of any roofing company, hands down. We'll typically spend anywhere between an hour and a half, depending upon the significance of the damage that we find and just how big the roof is. You know, that's not certainly going to play a role in it when we have to measure it as well. So when we're talking about needing to replace a roof, during our inspection, one thing that we'll certainly always look for, especially because we live in Florida where we're constantly taking beatings from hurricanes, just like we did with Ian last year at this time, we're going to look for storm damage. We're always going to look for signs of storm damage, which look like a lot of things. And by a lot of things, I mean, there are so many different ways that storm damage can affect your roof. Anything from, you know, hail denting a lot of your vents, your flashings, your gutters, even damaging your siding, which is something that we take care of as well. That's something that we're always going to look for is hail dents or hail damage, how it's impacted your shingle covering, your shingle roof. Your metal roof, or even your tile roof. There's all types of roofs that we inspect, and we're always going to be looking for this type of damage. There's wind damage. Wind is certainly the most significant of all the storm damage that we find on roofs, because it does impact the roof covering quite a bit. It can rip off shingles, metal panels, even tiles. We see it all the time. So this is something that we're always going to be looking for, storm damage up on your roof. And then, like I talked about, the age of the roof. I mean, that's certainly the most common reason why we get called out there. And we talked a little bit about it when we were discussing the appointment of the week. We see, just because of the industry changing a little bit and what, you know, whatever your insurance carrier is requiring of you, you know, we don't really get involved in that, right? But your carrier who's covering you, if they're telling you, hey, your roof is 20 years old, and you need to get your roof replaced, here in the state of Florida, that's pretty average. If you get 20 years out of a roof and you've had no issues, count that as a blessing, because it really is. we're typically replacing roofs from, you know, as young as 13, 14 years old to, you know, I've been out to roofs, believe it or not, that, you know, are 28, 29 years old. I love bringing up this example with homeowners because it's a hilarious example, but I went out to a roof that had not been officially replaced in 94 years. And you can imagine that there were issues that were unresolved with this roof. There certainly were. And it's something I think we might get into a little bit later, but this roof had been re-roofed. So an additional cover was put on top of the original over 11 times. That's a terrible, terrible way to solve a recurring issue. You got to think after, Chase, after the sixth, seventh time that you've roofed over the existing roof and there's still issues, maybe it has to do with the original roof that you're placing one on top of the other. And we see so many things when it comes to the age of the roof. But typically that mark anywhere between, like I said, as young as 13 to 14 years up to 22, 23 years old, that's typically around when we're replacing your roof. Just really depends. And then certainly a bad install. A bad install is something that we get lots of calls for. Whether we're coming out there to do a repair on a six-week-old roof, unfortunately, we do get calls for that. Or if we're going out there because it's, 8, 9 years old, but it's got, you know, several leaks all over the area because they didn't install the right underlayment. Maybe they put shingles on a roof where they weren't up to code. They didn't have the pitch of a roof in order to have shingles there. Maybe they needed more of a flat roof covering because shingles just weren't going to divert water off the roof properly. There's certainly so many reasons when it comes to a bad install. We see it all the time. We're constantly sending each other photos of just things that we'll see on our appointments that are just unbelievable. And I'm sure to a lot of our listeners would be unbelievable, but it happens all the time. And unless you're up there on the roof watching every single shingle or panel or tile getting tied into your roof decking, you're really not going to safely and confidently say, yes, my roof was installed by a professional who knows what they're doing, unless you really research the company and they've got a reputation that stands out from others. And that's what Universal has. You know, Universal has that reputation of being in business for 30 years, serving thousands of homeowners here in the state of Florida. And we're proud of the roofs that we installed, and they stood the test of time, and they're reaching that far spectrum of roof age. You know, the life of the roofs that we install, they're exceeding that too, and without issues as well. It's so important that you are finding a good roofing contractor, because I'm sure a lot of the listeners on the radio today can also agree with me when I say, you know, there's as many roofing contractors here in the state of Florida as there are any other contractor. I mean, there are somewhere around, I believe, 6,000 or 7,000 mm-hmm. roofing contractors here in the state of Florida. At least there were as of about 2 years ago. And so it's so important that you're doing your research on who you're coming out, who you're calling out to your home to not only give an inspection so you can trust that inspection, but, so that you can get the best options, for your roof and get those things, resolved. So when it comes to why you would need to get your roof replaced, there's a number of reasons. But again, like we've been talking about, it's just important that you're getting an inspection done at least once a year. Just to have peace of mind, especially whenever we're, get it done, get it scheduled before we're going to get into the busier season, whenever the rain starts hitting, you know, get it done before, mm-hmm. you know, March and April and May. Call us out, and you can reach us today too. Listeners, you can reach us at 904-586-4001. call in right now, set up an appointment with us. We'd be more than happy to come out there, provide a thorough inspection, and give you our professional opinion on, you know, the circumstances of what your roof looks like right now.
And you can also visit their website at universalroof.com. And if you're also interested in replacing your windows and doors, might I suggest Renewal by Anderson at 904-586-4952 or visit rbafla.com. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to have more In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. We got John Baker of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson. And we're here to answer your questions at 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. Now, Ryan, I was wondering, when people who live on the coast, we just had hurricane season, of course, end recently, for people who live on the coast, if they were thinking about replacing their windows, should they consider impact windows for their home?
Jay, hold up. Look, listen, this landscape is changing dramatically on what was considered an impact zone, what is now an impact zone. These things are changing. I'll give you a quick little story. I was just at a home down in Palm Coast, Flagler County. And kind of an unfortunate story. This gentleman bought a beautiful home right near the beach, sight unseen, lived up north, paid cash, came down, moved down. They will not insure him on this house unless he gets, now here's the big thing, impact windows or hurricane protection. Now, hurricane protection and impact windows, they will accomplish the same thing as far as, you know, getting you compliant. They're going to perform in a lot of different ways. We have solutions that range from $200 to $20,000 as far as impact solutions go for you. But, you know, the big thing is that, you know, not all of these impact windows are made equally. There's a lot of different manufacturers out there that make these impact windows out of a lot of different materials that, especially if you're within proximity of the ocean, just don't hold up. You know, the Anderson windows, the RBA, the Renewal by Anderson window is a hardwood composite. It is waterproof. Termites won't eat it. It's the same type of material that they build these boat docks out of these days. So it's meant to be, you know, next to the ocean. And that's standard for all of our windows. So whether you live in Green Cove Springs or Volano Beach, you know, it's going to be the same material, but there's going to be some features of those windows that are going to be different. You know, and some of these areas that, you know, they're saying that you need impact protection, not necessarily the case. There's another thing called design pressure. And that's, you know, pretty much, you know, the wind load that a window can withstand. Now, your cheaper, you know, vinyl-type windows with plastic, you know, beading strips on them, they're going to have a lower, you know, DP rating. Those things are only going to hold up to about 115 miles an hour, you know, in a storm. A standard Anderson window will hold up to 140 miles an hour, and that's before you start doing these impact upgrades. Now, with an impact upgrade, you're going to take our standard hardwood composite frame, and that's going to add in some aluminum strength enhancements, and it's going to add in triple laminated glass. You know, these are going to be your South Florida type impact rated windows. But, you know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're talking about impact windows, you're talking about coastal windows. Do you really, really, really have to have it? Because if you really, really have to have it, you want to make sure that you do this job once. Is it something where, you know, there are some design pressure considerations where you don't have to upgrade all the way to your top of the line impact window? And with Anderson, that's really one of the most amazing things with us. It's not that we have an A and a B. You know, we have some things that we can do across our entire line of products to make you compliant, make sure that your insurance company is happy, and really, you know, increase the security of the home, make it a lot more stable environment in a storm. But, you know, when you're talking about these coastal impact products, there is a huge divide on some of these some of these products that are out there as far as materials that they're made out of. You know, with impact windows, that triple laminated glass is extremely heavy. It's extremely heavy. This is the glass that you see in these commercials where they're launching, you know, a baseball bat out of a shoulder mounted rocket launcher at a window. I mean, it's not a light piece of glass. So if you take that big heavy piece of glass and you put it into a plastic frame, these things have a shelf life of about 2 years before the sun hits them. Exactly what happened this week. If you've got a 40 degree temperature swing in 2 days, do you know what that does to plastic? I mean, you see it all over. You can drive down any of these master plan communities out in Julington Creek, Noctee, whatever, where they have installed these cheap plastic vinyl fencing. And when we have these big temperature shifts, that stuff bends, bows, and it breaks and it snaps. And, you know, now you've got this incredibly crooked fence running down your neighborhood. It's not a good material here for Florida. And when you start adding in these enhancements for strength, hurricane, and impact, these windows go bad really, really quick. So if you are in an area where your insurance company's talking to you about, you know, you need to upgrade your roof, you need to get impact protection on your home, that's something different. So we've got solutions, like I said, that are going to range in price $200 a window up to $20,000 a window. But we've got something to make sure that you're going to be compliant and safe. Give Renewal by Anderson a call. We can help you out, navigate I don't want to say it's a mess, but I mean, I'm sure as John will tell you, the insurance companies are getting a little bit tighter on what they consider, you know, a Florida ready home. I'll put it like that. Have Universal Roof come out, give you an honest, you know, assessment of your roof. And if they're talking to you about impact protection for your house, have Renewal by Anderson come out. We have more options than any other company in Northeast Florida, and we have something that'll fit your budget. Call us today.
If you want to get a hold of Renewal by Anderson, if you think now is the time to replace your windows and doors, especially with winter coming, give them a call at 904-586-4952, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. And if you're interested in replacing your roof, might I suggest Universal Roof and Contracting. Give them a call at 904-586-4001, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to see what the guys are going to be offering this month for special offers and promotions coming up here on In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. It's the final segment of In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Special offers and promotions. John, what is Universal Roof and Contracting offering for the month of December?
Yeah, Jay, so as you may have heard with our jingle over the break, we're going to be offering 15% off your roof replacement and repairs. So give us a call to take advantage of this promotion that we got going on this month. It'll be great going into the holidays to be assured that you've gotten that replacement or repair taken care of. We also are going to be offering some special financing options. We've got 12-month and 18-month same-as-cash promotions, which means that you don't have to accrue any interest during those promotions. Go ahead and take advantage of that same as cash promotion. Ask your estimator at the appointment about those financing options. We would love to take care of you.
If you want to get in touch with Universal Roof and Contracting, you can give them a call at 904-586-4001, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Ryan, what's Renewal by Anderson offering for the month of December?
I'll tell you what, you know, it's our special that we're running through the end of the year. And the listeners out there, take advantage of this. This is the most amazing special that is in home improvement right now. I've got a friend that is a mortgage broker right now. If you're trying to do a home improvement loan through your bank, through your lender, a cash out refi to do some improvements, you're looking at a 10% interest rate. Through the end of the year, you can do a project with Anderson 0% for 4 years. It's never been a better time. It's running through the end of the year. If you have old windows and doors, this is your home. You're going to stay in it. There has never been a better time. 0% for 4 years. It's running till December 31st. Get on the horn and give us a call. We can be out there within a couple days.
And that number for Renault by Anderson is 904-586-4952. 904-586-4952. Or visit rbafla.com. Now, guys, we got about 2 minutes left, and so I figure we have the most important topic, and it's, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be facing off against the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday night. So, Ryan, I will start with you. Give me your our Monday night football match.
Well, you know, I mean, last I checked, the Macaulay Culkin or whatever, the quarterback there for the Bengals is out, right? So I'm thinking it's just going to be a stomping by the Jaguars. So Monday Night Football,
Twenty-four to seven. You think that I think it's Jake Browning is now the backup quarterback. You think he's going to you think they're going to gift them 7 points, or is it going to be a, hey, first drive touchdown and that's it?
I think it's going to be an accident. I don't even think it's going to be an offensive touchdown, to tell you the truth. You know, they're coming in here into the swamp. I don't think it's going to turn out well for them.
All right, so 24-7 from Ryan. John, what do you think the score is going to be on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryan's guesstimate that's a pretty on par with mine. I would think that I'd like to see the Jags score a little bit more. I think the Bengals, they might get a field goal in too in the second half. So I'm going to go with 31-10, Jags over the Bengals. I certainly think we're going to take the Bengals. No problem.
I don't want to say – I'm going to try to limit words, because every time I think there's going to be a thumping, they make it close. So I know how to play the game now. Right. I think it's going to be a close game. That said, 35-10 for some reason. That's the only thing – that when I say close, I use that term very loosely. For some reason, I think 35-10. I think there's just going to be like one Jamar Chase touchdown in there to make fantasy owners happy, and I think that is about it. That's going to do it for us here on In the House. Thank you so much for listening to us this Saturday morning. Special thanks to John Baker of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson for joining us, and special thanks to you for listening to us this Saturday morning. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week here on In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.